Hey, America!
Start listening now.
There's no better country whose lead to follow than Italy. So this week, we promised you we would be sending Derek at the last minute. Derek is being swapped out. He said no. His cat, Aiko, is now on the podcast. Say hello, Aiko.
And welcome to another cat-like episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from, oh god, America?
Ugh.
I'm Eric.
That's Aiko.
Yeah, there's...
I'm Samantha.
And Danny. There's Derek. Oh. Okay, good.
Hey.
He's back.
He creeps with cat-like tread.
Yes.
Comes on little cat feet.
Mm-hmm. Could we have 1 week where things are normal with Eurovision?
No.
I don't know. It's just really, I don't know.
We have one week where things are normal with America, maybe?
For real. We're kindred spirits.
Aren't you excited to see if they stole the gold? Anyway.
we are going to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Sam, hit him with the socials.
Yeah. You can find us on all the standard and substandard social media outlets. You can generally find us just searching for 12 Points USA or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page or support us either with a one-off donation on our Ko-fi account, that's Ko-fi, or with a sustained monthly donation on our Patreon. And whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. Ooh.
It's scary.
Ooh. Early access to episodes. They're right behind you.
I should really subscribe to the Patreon so I can hear the episodes we haven't even recorded yet.
Ooh.
Well, that'd be nice. You'd get to edit them quicker.
Yeah. That's like a horror movie idea right there, a movie podcast, where like Osgood Perkins plays the crazy podcaster who can like predict the future or something like that. And then like the podcast episode comes out and you find out what's going to happen and you have to try to stop it, but you can't. I don't know. This is like Final Destination, but for...
This just sounds like Early Edition, actually. The CBS show my mom watched when I was a kid.
You know what? It is like Early Edition.
Also, I don't need any more... I don't need any media about podcasters. As a podcaster oneself, we suck. And I don't need any more podcast representation. There's too much of us to... I don't know. No podcaster should be famous, and yet they are.
We're not famous.
I know, and if I were famous, I'd still say I was trash. Do we just talk about Italy right away? Do we talk about our friends from the boot?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had an inkling that this was going to happen during our last episode when we were talking about Ollie being selected. Wow. For San Remo. And
it's
again,
a possibility, not a foregone conclusion. I'm surprised it happened.
I mean, like I said, he had a fully sold out tour that if he had done Eurovision, he would have had to postpone or cancel. And for a lot of artists who do San Remo, San Remo is the goal. Eurovision is not the goal. We have to stop thinking about San Remo as a national final and remember that it is a festival in its own right.
Needless I'll continue to do it just despite Italy.
Just despite me, really, because I keep saying this every single time we talk about San Remo. But yeah, like, if you haven't already heard, I'm surprised that we'd be the ones breaking the news to you that Lucia Corsi will actually be representing Italy at Eurovision this year. His song Volevo Essere Un Duro, or I Wanted to Be a Tough Guy, was second place at this year's San Remo. Actually, came in relatively close when it came to that final televote. But even before Ollie had officially said no, Lucio had said, yeah, I'll do it. He also has a tour throughout Italy, but I think it wraps up prior to Eurovision rehearsal week.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
As someone who has been to Olive Garden before, the sooner you can be done with the tour of Italy, the better.
So you just sit there with your breadsticks.
Yeah. last time this happened? Because this is rare, but not unheard of.
Right. I mean, generally the rule is that the winner of Sanremo has first right of refusal. The last time that the winner had refused was when Stadio Un Giorno Mi Dirai won in 2016, giving the silver medalist Francesco Michelin the chance to go. However, it should be said that there was a rumor that this was going to happen in 2019 as well. Mahmoud took his dear sweet time confirming that Soldi was going to be the song for Italy and Tel Aviv. He took a long time. I think he was sort of a shock winner of the show, and he had a lot of stuff to process. And so he took, I want to say it was at least a week or so before he said, okay, I'll do it. And we now see the legend that he is now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not uncommon. I mean, it's not super common, but it's not out of the ordinary.
My theory is that Ollie looked at the recent history of big five acts named Ollie and said, no, I'm good. I don't think
he's
I'm
a fool, as if Italy would ever come outside of the left hand of the table ever.
2016.
Was it 2016? What was that song?
No Degree of Separation.
Jeez.
Oh, which I
a song
which was
that
underrated.
Doesn't even register for me. Oh, yeah. I don't even think about that.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Jeez,
it was 15th or 16th,
something like that. Mid table,
something like that.
Low mid table.
Yeah, just missed out. Really,
are we going to do it again this year?
Yeah,
because not to get too far into the song, but. Let's cross our fingers for Lucio Corsi. I think he's going to need it.
I'm excited to see how many times I accidentally/not accidentally call this guy Lucio Fulci. We'll see.
I mean, he looks like someone out of a Lucio Fulci movie.
He does.
Yeah. I think we should be full disclosure, just so that we don't keep riffing on this guy for the entire Eurovision 2025 season. But this guy
Maybe
looks
you
weird.
Won't.
I know.
Yeah, like
we just got to be upfront with it. This guy looks weird. This guy looks.
This is a new segment.
I don't know.
Theme
like,
song. Let's just do this.
The intro for the next 5 weeks of the podcast is just going to be us riffing on how weird Lucio Corsi
looks.
Oh, maybe. No, leave him alone.
Maybe. Look.
You know what? Look if he's good enough for Topo Gigio, he's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I've got a friend on the Italian delegation. I'm not saying anything negative about this. I actually like the song. I actually think it's rather sweet. But
I think that the song musically is fine, but it's one of those songs where, I don't know, Mon's coming back is a very good transition, because I think once you look at the lyrics of this song, it's what is the Italian for goopy, gluey, sugary mess?
It's time for Danny's offensive accent stereotype of the week, I suppose.
It really is not every week now, but I'm glad it has become my trademark. Let's go over to let's go over to the Mons shows. That's just what we're gonna call. So what we're gonna call it now.
Until Melody Festival and tells us otherwise, I suppose, which I guess will be in what, 2 weeks? Because there's a yeah, the final is on the 8th, if I'm not mistaken. When is the final for Melfest this year? Yes, it is March 8th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, as of recording, we have one more semifinal, and then the final is after that.
Yes.
Another superb Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be another busy one. But
as we're moving along, is he just already crowned? Is that the thing? So yeah. How's it looking?
I mean, it's hard to deny the Mons ability, the Mons factor.
He's really good at this. I might actually take it one step further than that, sort of.
Uh-oh.
I am wondering if we are heading towards basically a repeat of 2023, and that there's the returning Swede with all the momentum and the Finnish weirdo that everyone loves. and that's what it's going to come down to.
Mm.
And the jury is going to pick the winner again.
So we're off to Gothenburg next year. Is what you're hearing?
Yeah. Great.
I could see it. I mean, he performs the crap out of it. The song is it's Heroes.
Yeah, it's Heroes. It's Heroes.
It's Heroes also. which is how I'll be referring to it for the next
it's a bit more repetitive
months.
Than Heroes, though.
It sure is.
Which is and really
it
has some not much something. There.
Annoying little pop flourishes yeah. here and there. We have to restrain ourselves so that we have something left to talk about during our preview shows, but it's just an immense annoyance.
It's to be fair, it still has to win Melfest. It will. But it
yeah, but it's not
it hasn't
there could,
done
has to win, it will.
There could be still a massive groundswell of support for those the Sauna Boys.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Sauna Boys? I'm genuinely curious. Is there momentum in Sweden about this? Because I know outside, people are saying, oh, yeah, he's going to win this because he's the returning artist and all of that. But like within the voting public, are they like, oh, yeah, let's do Mons again?
I feel like we'd have to ask a Swede for that.
Hang on. I'm genuinely curious.
My chef
because from the outside, it's easy to assume.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
got
yeah.
this. When in reality, maybe the audience is like, no, I want this other guy.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
was essentially my question, like asking whether or not he is crowned as a foregone conclusion. Like, are there any other artists who are really getting traction in Melfest right now?
Let me look at who is. I feel like folks have been talking about Scarlett, but again, we don't know the songs at time of recording. Again, we record our mm-hmm. podcast generally speaking on Monday evenings. Normally, they start releasing snippets of the Melfest songs on like Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we get the songs themselves in full on the Friday. So we don't, right now, as we're recording, we don't know what exactly is in the can.
There's only one heat left, though.
Yeah, there's only one heat left. But yeah. oftentimes they save the big stuff for the last heat.
Mm-hmm.
And Scarlet. We know that, yeah, the last yeah. heat will have Arvin Garna, who has represented Sweden before. They're sort of an older
Save us,
guys.
Old guys.
Arwen Gardens,
Saga Livingston, Scarlett, who again is a heavy metal duo, painted.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and model and former roommate of the First Lady Victoria Silvstedt.
What?
She was in Basketball.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, she was briefly a roommate of.
The First Lady of the United States.
A certain Slovenian, yeah.
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 Everything's great. This is
quick question about Melfest's top prospects over the past years. Can we give them a staging where our beautiful Swedish singers are not trapped inside of something? Like, is this just a thing now? Like, we put Loreen in the Panini Press. We put Marcus and Jarkus inside their little cyberpunk hellscape cell. And now Mons is trapped in, I don't know, the hellscape cell, but like jagged. Actually, no, he's trapped in the little box that Leslie Roy had for maps.
Yeah, I think the last truly liberated singer would have been Cornelia Jacobs.
To be fair, that little green circle was threatened. That was looming.
That mm-hmm. was looming.
We should have seen what was coming there, you know?
Tuesday was the only last liberated Swede.
I mean, I'll say, though, looking at clips from some of the Melfest, I watched like somebody ranked all the songs that were released already. Surprisingly, put Mons in fifth, which I'm like, okay, maybe there's better songs. All the other stagings I thought were very kind of unimpressive. I mean, they didn't look bad, but they're just like, okay, this is just kind of your standard music performance. There's LEDs, there's some pyro and all mm-hmm. that, but I was like, nothing really like spectacular. And then they got to Mons and it's like, oh, this is where all the money went.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mons looks real good. One annoying thing, though, I hate that there is all those little pieces of paper like a ticker tape parade, like he's already celebrating his win. I hate it.
One got stuck in his mouth briefly. That's the fun thing to watch for. With this. Also, Danny, you mentioned Swedes being trapped. I just want to note, I showed this to Liz yesterday. Yeah. She had not been aware that somehow Mons returned. That
she was like, who?
Yeah. Her commentary was, not going to lie, that set made me think of him being very small and trying to find his way out of a dark vagina.
It's jagged.
the joint.
It's a low poly. It's a low poly. It's a Cybertruck.
Yeah, yeah. PS1.
Yeah.
Era. Anyway.
Anyway, it sucks, and I hate this guy.
This is what you tune in for, I guess.
Guys,
ooh. go back. If you guys skipped over our deep dive into Heroes, it's really going to elucidate. It's going to make it clearer why we're saying certain things about this guy. One of the most beloved acts in Eurovision history. One of the most enduring songs on the Eurovision 250. Big with the fans, not with us. I can't wait for people to have a reckoning about this guy.
I like it.
It's fine. It's not what I normally go for, but it's fine. And you know, he sells the hell out of it. He is great.
Shake hands the entirety of this Eurovision season if Mons goes through.
He is fine. He is more than fine and capable and very, very engaging. There are very few artists who can engage the camera and sell a song, a formulaic song, but he, you know, puts his heart and soul into it. Sweden
compensate for.
I know Sweden does not often innovate when it comes to the songs that they send, and it often works very, very well for them, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he is their king.
Just ask John Lundvik.
Well, I mean, we should be able to. No, he's in the final two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's the whole thing. That one's rough. I would easily prefer Mons over what he's got this year. It's
yeah.
Like, I haven't listened what to you his will song. About Mons got? Going again. It could be worse.
God.
It could probably be better, but it could definitely be worse. Just for funsies, second in the Melfest betting odds, mere 50 percentage points behind Mons. Is Believe Me by Greg Zula? Greg, that doesn't look Swedish. Greg Zula.
Grezula.
Yeah, Believe Me.
Yeah, Grezula. Yeah. Grezula. Looking at the Wikipedia page, his grandfather was Hungarian, so that explains.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're telling me the Europeans were allowed to move between countries?
What?
Before we move on from Sweden, I need to request that we discuss one other thing about Sweden. Okay. Don't worry, this is going to be very stupid. I'm going to post a link here, and I want us to briefly talk about Fredrik Lundman's song, The Heart of a Swedish Cowboy.
Yeah, and this is a decent time to plug our old episode of the show where we did go into Eurovision and country in depth. Like, WTF.
Just want to take a look at these lyrics really quick.
They never had, like, I'm just trying to picture the Swedish countryside and a long, long route cattle drive happening. Long distance herd my bovine to that rail hub in Gothenburg.
So I spent some time in the Swedish countryside last year, visiting my ancestral home, which was awesome. And if you ever get a chance to do it, you should do that. It's really, really a neat thing to do. It looks like rural Minnesota.
No wonder.
Which makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Like I hadn't thought about it, but like, of course it looks like rural Minnesota. That's why they stayed. That's why they came here and stayed, because it's cold. Anyway, it was very lovely. Anyway, Danny, would you care to share some of your favorite lyrics of this song in dramatic fashion? I know it's hard to pick, but you know.
I mean, it's hard to deal with this. I've seen the clips. Once again, also surrounded by weird confetti. I think they just have a problem with, I don't know, asbestos abatement at their stadiums over there in Sweden.
Oh no. I was there for 2 weeks.
It feels like deja vu looking at these lyrics after having to look at the lyrics to Heroes. But you know, sometimes high, sometimes low, doesn't matter where I'll go. Come what may, I'll chase the stars. There's a new tomorrow.
Ooh.
Mm.
Like sometimes doubts, sometimes trust, but always rising from the dust. That's the shape of the heart of a Swedish cowboy. You'll ask yourself, what is the shape of the heart of a Swedish cowboy? A very strange question to ask. What is the shape of a heart? Very strange. And to describe the shape of the heart, I think I will write lyrics that have nothing to do with the shape of anything. I don't know what's going on. They I don't know.
I mean, at least the healthcare system in Sweden is good enough that like you can go and have the proper testing done to find out what the heart of a Swedish cowboy is.
Take an ultrasound of the heart of a Swedish cowboy, and the doctor comes back and he says, "Well, it looks like it's rising from the dust." So good job.
This didn't make the final, by the way.
Yeah, what a what a surprise! What a shocker!
But you know what did make the final?
What's that?
Yes.
The sauna song.
Okay.
This one, it's going to win the Finnish jury, I feel like. I don't know. I don't know how much farther I can predict than that. It's a fun song, though.
At least you want to beat people with sticks. But then again, most things nowadays make you want to beat people with sticks.
I think that's generally a sentiment that goes across all cultures and all borders.
You know what we need to bring back is beating people with sticks.
But for
from your friends at 12 Points from America.
Get your best friends with sticks stick on Redbubble in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of beating people with sticks, Iceland has picked their song, and it is Pure Vibes.
And it is a vibe. Yeah.
It's the vibe.
We all had the same joke. Cool.
That's how it's pronounced, though, right?
Vibe.
Yeah, it's vibe. Yeah. Vibe.
It's a vibe.
Awesome. Vibe. It's a vibe.
With the song Roa, finished just ahead of Stabby Jack with the song Set Me Free. And yeah, this is, they put this in the same category as doing what Ireland did in terms of picking something that's going to be very memorable. I'll put it that way.
I was going to say Jedwardian, possibly.
Maybe.
Lipstick's a big
comparison. I was going to say, it almost feels like something that should have come out of the Baltics, because the Baltics have been like a touch meme-y at times in recent years. And this just seems kind of like fun and funny. Definitely wouldn't have batted an eyelash if this came out of Finland. Like, Iceland is always super earnest or super like really like poking a sleeping dragon, isn't it? I can see this as being part of the larger Iceland trend.
I mean,
I don't know. Are we taking them seriously? I don't think. Are we meant to take them seriously? These guys are a meme, right?
I mean, they seem to be well liked enough. This is their second year in their national final, and they won the televote.
Cut from the
handily.
Give that wolf a banana cloth, right? You know.
I think less gimmicky than you would expect.
Yeah.
I mean, they have had a number of, you know, top 20 hits on the Icelandic charts over the last couple of years. I just find it funny that this is the second time, at least, that we've had an artist, a singer from Iceland named Matthias Matthiasson.
Very
because they're two brothers. They're two brothers. The Vibe Boys are two brothers. They're not twins like Jedward, but they are about a year and a half off of each other.
Matthias and Flatius.
Matthias and Halfdan.
Halfdan.
For real? Halfdan?
Halfdan.
Love that. Frozen in amber. Beautiful country. It's like the 13th century is still alive and well. Tell me when we get an Icelandic artist named Snorri.
Yes, Matthias Matthiasson. A completely different Matthias Matthiasson, who also goes by Matty Matt, was part of the group Sioni's Friends back in 2011. Sioni's Friends, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
How do they do?
They produced Sion's Tears. I got jokes today.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, let's God, go. Now I'm realizing that the younger Matthias Matthiasson would have only been 6 years old when Sioni's Friends was...
That's beautiful.
Performing a year. Oh, God, I'm old.
Sorry, Sam.
I'm not even the oldest person on this podcast.
You're the second youngest person on this podcast.
Yeah.
What if this is the winner?
Then I think the entirety of the Icelandic delegation would be crapping themselves in tandem.
Mm-hmm. Very happy. We have to ask this question every time because Iceland always has, they're frequently sending a song that is able to get its hooks into folks, that is always going to get people's attention.
They came in dead last in the semifinal last year, buddy.
Yeah, I feel like last year, I understand what you're saying, but last year was definitely not that.
But it's, God. What's going to happen when it happens?
Well, when Iceland wins?
Yeah.
We sink the country.
Is it going to Oslo? Is it going to, I don't know. Is
it going they would give it a good run to host it. Yeah, they can.
They've got airport that already takes literally everyone in the world. Where are we hosting it? Are we doing a purpose built?
No, I think it would probably just be a smaller event space. Mm-hmm. I feel
What's
like there
concert
is
concert hall in Reykjavik.
Harpa?
Yeah, how many? It's not that big.
No, the Harpa's
like
pretty
a few
small.
2,000 people.
Yeah. Well, one second here. Let me see where the national final was held.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the Laugardalshallen, or the Laugardalshall Sports Center, is probably the largest indoor arena. Can get to about 10,000.
Oh, come on, outdoors. That's always seasonable in Iceland.
Yeah,
as
it
long
looks
as
like
volcanoes
the
aren't destroying the world.
I was going to say, as long as it's not a volcano thunderstorm.
Yeah, it looks like the final this year was at a TV studio, so it's a little bit of a different situation. But yeah, Lagårdshall or whatever they call it, that would probably be the decent bet. Or I feel like there's something at the University of Iceland that would also be able to potentially host it.
It hosted the 1995 Men's Handball World Championship. It's fine.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Icelandic delegation has thought of this. I am not going to nail any colors to the mast, but I don't think they need to worry about it for 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Oh, you know what else happened at this venue?
What?
Bobby Fischer versus Boris Spassky.
Oh, ooh, whoa, for real?
1972.
Yeah. Storied history.
Mm-hmm. And also a fan fest for EVE Online. So, I mean, what can't they do?
Good. God bless them. Anyway, we also had something. Our last bit of song selection is in Azerbaijan, right?
Yeah, Mumbo Jumbo released their song, Run With You.
I like Mumbo Jumbo. This is
Mama Jamma, right? As in bad Mama Jamma?
I said that last week. I had to do something different.
What is
Danny?
That's how it's pronounced, correct?
Mama Gama.
Mama
Gama?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard G. It's not like a GIF.
Anyway, the song's called Run With You. I don't want to give away too much, but I quite like this one.
That's a fine song.
Yeah.
Cameos from your favorite Azeri artists of years past.
Mm-hmm.
They're twins.
Tural and Flural.
Mm-hmm.
Turl
and Flurkle.
Turl and Flurkle.
There's too many twins in Eurovision. That's what I'm just getting
down. If you have twins in Eurovision, we're coming for you. That's the takeaway here.
We're going to make a song about how you should be singing about lipstick. You're going to be Marx and Flarkus. Don't test us.
Unless you call yourself sisters, and you're not actually sisters.
Yeah, they weren't.
Oh, they were so good, though. Oh, I'm thinking of a different. Oh, crap.
Derek, roll the sisters.
I was.
We got that on tape.
Oh,
we got that recorded.
You were thinking of the Icelandic sisters?
Yes. Who are they actually sisters?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You were not thinking of the sisters.
We were just talking about the thing. We weren't talking about Germany yet. And I said the horrible thing that made it seem like I liked that song, which I don't. Nobody likes that song except Germany.
Actually, speaking of Germany, do we have any more information about this supposed ringer that Germany is getting out for their selection this year?
I mean, we do have the lineup for their national final, and the final is going to be held on March 1st, so this upcoming week, really. I don't know if there's any specific song that is really kind of grabbing the attention of all the fandom. Yeah. But I think a couple of people have been talking about Feuerschwanz's Nightclub spelled with a K.
Nightclub.
No.
Oh, there's a guy called Cosby. Great.
Great.
As long as we're talking about Germany, I really need to talk about one other song. This one didn't make the final, but have you ever seen a title that just grabs your attention? Doesn't let go, and in that case, in Germany, it is Cloudy June with the jaunty hit "If Jesus Saw What We Did Last Night."
What do you mean?
What do I
mean?
In
the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus already saw every sin that man has ever committed.
Well,
oh,
Jesus
damn.
Has.
That's a good
That's
one.
The answer. That's the answer. This person is obviously a fake Jesus fan. Unless it was not a sin.
What if what they were doing wasn't a sin? Dude?
They were just hanging out and eating buffalo
that's
wings.
Right.
I mean,
we played Monopoly with no house rules.
It's called soaking, Danny.
You get your girl. You find a trampoline. You find your two best friends. Anyway, let's get out of here. Let's get out of there. What's coming up? That's right. We've done Germany. Wait, Denmark is on the same day as Germany for selection this year? Oh.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Yet another Super Saturday. Before we get to Melfest, we get Germany and Denmark. Okay.
True. Yeah, just a little bit of previews. Again, like I said, we record this on a Monday night. So by the time we wake up, we will probably have the news from Australia. They are going to be releasing the name of their act as well as the song itself. They've been keeping things pretty locked down. There have been a couple little rumors floating around, but it's not nothing's really for sure, but I guess we'll find out and we'll report back to you in our next episode. San Marino will also be releasing the name of its big artists.
Yes.
So supposedly there are 9 acts, I think is the number that I've heard, that will be automatically qualified to the final. Right now they're doing their whole semifinal system.
You're telling me after the 40 weeks that have gone into what San Marino's up to, they need to add more right to the end?
It's San Marino. Nothing makes sense.
San Marino can and should do literally everything weird. They're the one people allowed. You know, it's like in Sin City, how the cops just let whatever happen in the red light district. I feel like that's San Marino for us. We just let whatever weird, freaky, illegal stuff happen over there.
It's called Old Town. Danny.
Sure. Okay. Great. I am a fake fan. I come from outside. I'm purely a lay person.
It's a movie that's 20 years old at this point.
Still super popular. It's on the cutting edge. All the kids are talking about Sin City. Anyway, that's San Marino for me. San Marino can do no wrong because it's impossible for them to do wrong. They're just doing San Marino.
Also, Danny, I'm looking at the lyrics of "If Jesus Saw What We Did Last Night," and I'm not going to lie. I think there's sinning involved.
What?
It has the line, we'd make him so jealous because you can't get this in heaven.
Oh, they're talking about what, like,
hear
mixing
my prayers.
Yeah, they're talking about RC Cola.
They're talking about mixing materials, aren't they? Putting that flax and cotton together in the same garment.
They're eating shrimp! They're eating beef with cow milk cheese on it. Oh, that's
We'd
good.
Make your him body, so jealous.
Your body is holy. I'm floating like an angel. You brought me down to my knees. Finland wishes.
I was about to say.
I absolutely love that's so good. It's so good. When you touch me there, it's a miracle. And then the next lyric is just biblical affair. Got to get a lyrical moment going for this one. This one
demands it. My God.
Yeah. Anyway, also happening this week, by the time this episode airs, the Dutch song by Claude will be released. So we'll see what the successor of Jost Klein will be. Serbia will be selecting on February 28th. As we mentioned, Denmark and Germany will both be selecting on March 1st. And March 2nd will be when Croatia picks their song. So it's going to be a busy, busy couple of days for us over here. So why don't we just take a little quick moment? We talked a little bit before about Mons potentially returning. And this year we also have the return of Nina Zizic over in Montenegro and Justina Stichkovska from Poland returning after 30 years, which again, that is wild to me. The fact that she has not aged.
It's not right.
I went back and I looked at the performance from 1995. She just looks like she turned into like her big sister. Yeah. From that age, it's really Fountain of Youthy. Something's happening.
I don't know if she's just had a crank installed in the back of her head or what, but she looks fantastic.
She got the chip clip facelift from Brazil.
Ooh, where do I get one of those?
Brazil, the movie.
Brazil, yes. Sam.
Yes, the movie that all the kids are talking about.
But yeah, with all of these either returning acts or attempted to return acts, it's a theme that we've seen at Eurovision in the past. Why do people do it? And what are the risks? What are the rewards? It's just sort of a thing that's been kind of rolling around our heads a lot. So who wants to kind of take their first crack at their
thoughts? I was gonna say, why do we care? And this, honestly, this goes back to like what we were talking about with San Remo earlier in the episode. It's like, I don't know, the more that I thought about it, the more it's like, I think this is interesting for us because America has no tradition of song contests, made blatantly clear by the fact that the American Song Contest crashed and burned after one really failed, stupid year. But like,
it could have been good.
All of these, like so many countries that are in the EBU, they have a tradition of song contests that seems parallel to, if not completely independent from just like the idea of Eurovision. Like, Festival de Cungas predates Eurovision, right?
Well, certainly. No, it doesn't predate Eurovision, but it predates their involvement in Eurovision by about
30
years.
That's right, because they were part of the Eastern Bloc. That's right.
Yeah, they were basically just flying solo.
But like, so I was watching a compilation today that is like all of the, you know, all of the artists who have performed at Eurovision in the past who returned to take part in national finals this year, all of the sort of potential returnees. And this is made especially obvious when I was looking at like all of the people who potentially could represent Italy again. It's like, well, these people are competing in San Remo, which is a big thing for itself. Is it actually that unusual for us to see people who have made it all the way to the big contest to just be performing in their home country's national contests? Is it that odd? Is it that unusual?
I think for a lot of folks, there's always the risk if you try to come back too quickly with potentially a song that isn't as strong as their previous one, could a person come back and say, is this worth the risk? Or is it a question of, you know, I'm trying to either keep my name out there or I have a song that I think could do it. Or is it just, this is fun?
Yeah. Is it basically just Lena who did that for Germany?
One after another?
You know, we will not mention Johnny Logan, but, you know, who came back right away to do Eurovision again?
I mean, Lena was, you know, back-to-back very recently. Mahmoud only had a couple of years between his attempts between Soldi and Brividi.
I suppose, yeah.
But again, like I said, the whole San Remo dynamic is a little bit different. It used to be relatively common years ago. I mean, Lise Ossia back in like, 56 and 57, she went back-to-back. Corey Brocken back in the day, she went back-to-back. It was a lot more common earlier on. That could have also been a question of who were record labels trying to push, or who was the darling of the network. So it could have been a question of that. But things are a lot more open now. A lot of countries will have open song submission portions of their selection process.
I feel like with some countries, and Moldova comes to mind. I know that Moldova is not coming this year.
Yeah.
But oh, Moldova.
For there, countries like Moldova or Montenegro or things like that, like that is realistically the biggest stage you can find yourself on, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Where like where you're trying to represent your country and you're trying to, you know, make it internationally as a singer. That's your way to do it.
Gotcha. Isn't seen nearly as hokey as it is, say, in Britain or France.
Yeah, but like that is counter a bit. It doesn't explain how the lineup at Melfest is often so similar all the time, because you do not need Eurovision to be a pop star out of Sweden.
No.
No.
You do not.
I just kind of want to maybe just take a step back really quick and then come back to the Melfest thing, but I just, my thought on this is, I think it depends on which country you're coming from.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if you're certainly in a country like Albania or Italy or Sweden, I think their national final process, as it were, is the draw for most artists versus going on to Eurovision. I think they're way more interested in that local piece more than they would be going to the big contest, because
yeah,
they're going to get a national stage. They're going to get a lot of eyes on them. Even if they don't go on to win, I think it's a huge boost for their career locally, which I feel like would be a better springboard for them to launch a career, which is why you'll see a lot of the same artists kind of appearing at these, even if they don't go again. It's more worth it for their time versus mm-hmm. another country like the UK, for example, that people don't want to have anything to do with it. Like, let's just be honest. It's a struggle. Yeah. Getting
I would say, like the big case in point is that I saw, you know, Francesco Cabani was taking part in Sanremo this year, and you just know that if he won, he would, he's not coming back to the contest.
He's done it like four times now.
Yeah, yeah, and it has actually come like top three. Like, yeah, he comes back like every year, every other year. It seems like
just about every year he's there. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't totally rule out him doing Eurovision again, but.
He was pretty exhausted by the end of it, I think.
Yeah, name someone who ran out of steam more.
I mean, I truly can't. But I don't know. I've done stupid things and been like, that was fun, I'll do it again. We've all been there, you know. But yeah, in the case of Melfest, that almost feels like its own, like, separate stream of there's the Max Martin world, right, of like international pop stardom, and then there's the Eurovision world, and you can go down one or the other, it seems like.
I see. Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that is.
Well, one thing to keep in mind about Melfest is that it's more popular in Sweden than Eurovision.
Very true. Second only to Donald Duck.
I will note that there is a Facebook group called Max Martin to Melody Festivalen.
Oh, please no. We don't need it.
It has 19 followers.
Hasn't
posted in almost 15 years. Didn't work.
That's like most groups on Facebook at this point. Well, it was just a point of interest to sort of examine, because, I don't know, being over here, or I think especially maybe if you're even in the UK or Ireland or someplace that does not have the tradition of a annual song contest, it just feels weird to be like, well, am I going to go back to Eurovision? Should I go back to Eurovision? Feels odd, because you don't have that infrastructure in place that it is an honor to win your national song contest, which tends to be how a lot of these countries send someone to Eurovision. That Eurovision is just a Eurovision is a side effect of your country's national final rather than the actual goal.
Side effects may include Eurovision.
Yeah.
But we really don't in America have anything like that. It would be like Gwen Stefani appearing on The Voice today. Like, there's absolutely no reason for her to do that.
But I mean, also, there was like, that one... that's reality TV. It's also junk. It's not thought of as anything. It, like, even when American Idol was a cultural force here, it sometimes crowned people. But, like, once you were 5 years down the line, American Idol was really just real normcore. Like, you didn't really trust that they were actually creating real stars. Because we got Kelly Clarkson, but then we got... a bunch of people that nobody really cares about anymore in the slightest.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yes, but name two more, you know? That show was on the air for 20 years.
Oh, hang on,
name
I can do it. More. I mean...
Don't say yeah. Philip Phillips, no one cares.
I was going to say Adam Lambert.
Yeah, Adam Lambert. Right. And if
he
we
didn't
cross,
even win!
If we cross the border and go a little north, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, jackass. Yeah. I mean, Chris Daughtry was an American Idol... Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Like if there were only some ever. Way, if only there were some way for us to actually have it where it's like, yeah. we also in America don't have what a lot of countries have in the EBU, which is a national broadcaster. Closest thing we have to that is PBS. And that is, you know, government funded, but not really government run. Like it doesn't really have. And also nobody watches it. It's like purely educational. It's for
we have state-run media.
give it a little bit. Yeah. We don't have that. For as huge of a country as we are, we don't have that. And so
they'll set
no
it up and then fire everyone accidentally though.
Yeah. Gosh.
So there's a lot of things that we as Americans sort of the idea of like, well, I'm returning to Eurovision. It's like the phenomenon of the returnee to Eurovision is seen through a different lens. It has a different artistic and cultural reality than we would think of it based on our own media landscape here. Mm. Did I win the episode? Did I win?
I think so.
Trophy.
Yeah, all Danny, right. Way to go.
Oh my God, do I get to win next week?
Okay. We need a winner's reprisal. So if you could get up to the stage.
Christ, all right. Eric, you're the editor. Just do it, but faster. Mm-hmm. Which is what the kids like.
I just said.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone, but especially Danny, because he won the episode.
Good.
Will he come back as a returning artist? Who's to say? We don't do that here, so, you know.
We could just ask Stefan Robb to you know, take care of it, and I'm sure he'll figure it out. Again, this is a super high level, just total opinion, just spitballing here. I would love to know what you listeners at home thought. You know, what are some of the benefits and the pitfalls of coming back or attempting to come back? Let us know. Reach out to us on social media, 12pointsUSA, or just email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We do love to hear from you. And again, we're just so happy that you're even listening to us. If you are listening to us on your local podcastery and it gives you a chance to somehow like or subscribe or give a comment, a rating, a ranking, whatever,
do it.
Please do. It helps other folks find us, especially as we are ramping up into the continuation of the season. We will be back next week and hopefully we'll be able to snipe a little bit at the Australian, Dutch, Serbian, Danish, German, and Croat songs. And who knows what's going to happen next. We still have no idea what George is doing.
Uh-huh.
That's normal.
I know, but it always makes me both really, really excited and really, really anxious. Are they going to do something normal or are they going to do something off the wall? Who the hell knows?
Mid-March-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're
March 18th,
for...
I thought it was. I might be wrong.
Well, the deadline for participating broadcasters who submit their entry into the EBU is supposedly March 10th. We know that the Swiss song is going to be revealed that day. And technically, I think the French song is not going to be officially released until March 15th.
Ooh, okay.
But, you know, it'll be submitted to the EBU. So hopefully Georgia will do something prior to that, because I know that Eric and I are recording something on the 16th.
Remind us, when's the concert? When's the semifinal week? When are we kind of got? When's the countdown?
Yeah, May... so we know that the semifinals are going to be May 13th and 15th, the grand final on the 17th.
Clock
of May.
Mm-hmm. Clock ticking, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be here before you know it. And again, we are just so grateful that you listening at home are there with us for the ride. But until our next episode, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now.
No.
and I've been Parg.
He's back in Parg form.
In Parg form.